when we first arrived, and that because a few courses are run at the same time,
yeah,
you kind of go up to a table to register, but it's all very informal. Everyone's already paid, you know, months in advance, so it's not about that. It's just about sort of staying there. And there was a guy in front of me who is probably in late 50s, early 60s, and I think it's a while ago now, I think he had sort of long grey hair and a ponytail and was quite sort of muscular, you know, not big as in overweight, quite a big bloke, and with an American accent. And we were saying our names and they were looking down the list, and he said his name was something like Flying Eagle or Running Bear something like that. And the woman just sort of looked at him and said, "Oh, we don't have that name here." And then he was kind of like, "Well, that's my name. That I'm yeah, whatever it was. I'm Lofty Eagle or Wise Pigeon or something." And she was just looking a bit embarrassed and just saying, "There's you're not on this list." And he looked down and then saw a name that was something like John Carter. Was like, "Oh yeah, John Carter. That's me." Because you know it's got a lot of people Wonderful. That have been sort of rebirthed and are in their second version of life,
oh, wow.
often give themselves another name to signify that difference and stuff. And actually he ended up being on the course, same course as me, and was a really interesting, lovely man, but I remember just standing behind him just thinking, this is brilliant.
Wow, he just walks around going, talking like that. Or maybe only you let save that name for, no, I'm sure he used it more than just for the Vinton.
Yeah, who knows,
just tell, can't you? Who knows? I can't remember what my Indian name it was now. Something the deer, wasn't it? Snorting deer. Snorting deer. Yeah.
That does suit you.